Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
And welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly, and it's that time of year where we are approaching the NFL draft. The Patriots have 9 picks. The first one at number 32 comes to no surprise, a Super Bowl winning team. And let's kind of set the stage. We're going to kick things off with the running back group.
One of the top prospects in this year's running back class is Melvin Gordon out of Wisconsin. What you see is what you get. He's quick, shifty with his feet, athletic, and strong. What stands out the most is his speed and decision-making. He's very instinctual and an overall seasoned running back. Terrence McGee out of LSU radiates all of the things that resemble being a Patriot. Out of the back-by-committee approach at LSU, he wasn't their leading rusher but made his opportunities count. He is selfless, always puts the team first, fights hard, is versatile, and has the patience to find the holes and contributes on special teams. He has good decision-making ability, and there's no quit in Terrence McGee. Terrace Jones-Grigsby out of Arizona is a bulkier-sized running back, and his squattier size makes him tough to find and then tough to catch. Not only does he possess raw athleticism, but an internal fire and desire to go to work every day. He climbed up the ranks at Arizona, going from a walk-on to a starter. He's well-versed in special teams and could be a good player to continue to develop in the NFL.
Let's say the Patriots, if they do decide to go early, who do you like?
I like Gurley. I think he is by far the best running back in this class.
Well, I don't have to say that.
And it's not just because it's a Georgia thing. I tell you, when they're not that good, this is a dog who can actually play. The one issue is obviously coming off the torn ACL. I just think Gurley has that potential to be, you know, a 1,500-yard type back that you don't need to rush him. You have a good offense. And when he's ready, you pair him with a Tom Brady, a Rob Gronkowski, the passing attack. I think that would be intriguing. So I think Gurley will be an option if he's on the board at 32.
All right, and someone maybe who you would say is a sleeper.
Well, I think a sleeper, if you're going to look for the middle of the draft, Jeremy Langford out of Michigan State, I really like. I think he's a Matt Forte type, maybe that kind of guy who can be first and second down, as we've talked about, like LeGarrette Blount, but also can catch the ball, make plays on third down, be a true third down type back. And we haven't seen somebody like that in New England for a while. I'd be interested to see what Josh McDaniels and Tom Brady could do with a back who can kind of do it all, be the early down runner and be the pass catcher. And if you went earlier, I've mentioned Shane Vereen a couple times here. I've been talking. Obviously, he moved on in free agency. Amir Abdullah, a guy out of Nebraska who is a pass catcher. He's in that Vereen mold, not going to be that early down back, but we know how valuable that pass catcher is in this offense. He's a guy that says he's watched a lot of Shane Vereen, so you know, as I said, it's pick your poison. What kind of guy are you looking for, and how high are you willing to draft him?
Thank you, Andy. That will do it for the running backs. Our coverage will continue until draft time, but that'll do it for now, and we'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.